Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys!
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready? Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk. The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn off the volume, and get ready. You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT, Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hey, guys. What's up? Welcome to Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. What is going on? Guys, I am freezing. I don't know about anybody else who's out there, but I am literally wearing my gloves today. It is way, way, way too cold. I'm dreaming of Hawaii, someplace really, really interesting, because this cold weather has got to go, okay? Infinity, what's up? Guys, I'm telling you, what is it like? Everywhere is frozen right now. It is insane. I am here broadcasting with you guys on Live Me and on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Can you get my little headphones? And I'm wearing gloves. I'm wearing gloves today, Smile. Hey, my daughter, what's going on? I am wearing gloves today. What is up with that? I'm trying to think warm thoughts, guys. I'm trying to think warm thoughts as much as I can, but my hands are frozen. Hey, my daughter, what's going on? So guys, again, you know, celebrities never manage to disappoint us with how much good stuff we end up having to talk about when I meet you guys. Like, there's always some drama, something interesting, and something that we have to talk about. So I'm just going to start the show right off with Demi Lovato. Sorry, not sorry about what I have to say, but listen, guys, let me tell you about Demi. Now, Demi, I'm happy for her that she's back up in the charts and that things are going good for her and she's doing her whole Fabletics and everything. But girl, I have a history with Demi. Let me tell you the history is. So a few years ago when Demi was not on the tracks, but like Taylor was hitting it, Selena was hitting it, everybody was like hitting the tracks, everybody was up on the Billboard, everybody was doing the 100, everybody was singing at the award show, but Demi wasn't. So, you know, my attitude is when you have fans, whether you're on the top or not, and you have fans that love you, right, you need to love them back. Because let's face it, guys, without the fans, celebrities are this, nothing, okay? So if you have fans who love you, you need to love them back. And Megan, what's up? And the issue I have with Demi was, a few years ago, Demi was kind of like in exile. You know, basically she really wasn't popping, nothing was popping for her. She was kind of having some anger issues about that because like everybody else was popping up on the charts. So she did a show for this tour that was going around, which I'm not even going to get into it. I already have an issue with the tour, but that's a whole other thing that I have to say. So while she was doing this tour, and the tour was like all these social media kids. If you wanted to meet anybody who was like really popular in social media that everybody was crushing on, you went to this tour. Okay. So I happened to be backstage because two people I knew were performing there and I was backstage. And Demi was the headliner, okay? So now everybody there who's in the social media thing, we're all excited because we're like, oh my gosh, like Demi is going to be the headliner. And everybody else who is performing, including Frankie Grande, who is Ariana Grande's brother, was out there meeting and talking to everybody. Was meeting and talking to every single fan. And meeting and talking all among the social media. I have a picture of me and my dog. Okay, as a matter of fact, my dog and Frankie are like, they're like BFFs. I mean, my dog and Frankie were just exchanging the kisses back and forth. I love Frankie Grande. I mean, he knows what it means to be a celebrity, guys. He knows what it means to be a celebrity. So Demi's there, right? Now, you would think you're not on top. You're not hitting the charts right now. Things are a little slow for you. You would think that Demi would come out and meet the social media people. And at that time, it was, you know, Cameron Dallas was out there. Nash Greer was out there. The Doolin brothers. Everybody was out there, okay? You would think that Demi would come out there and meet everybody. No. First of all, she stayed hidden in her trailer for the entire time. Entire time, guys. Never came out. Didn't even come out and be like, hey, guys, I'm not having a good day today. Or, you know, I'm tired. Or, hey, I'd love to say hello. Nothing. Literally hidden in the trailer the whole entire time, Demi. Okay? Now, when it came to – sorry about that. Sorry about that interruption, guys. But when – so Happy New Year, story. What's going on? So here we are talking – we're doing some celebrity talk back here. So now we're talking right now about Demi Lovato. So Demi, instead of coming out, like I said, and saying hi to everybody, hid in her trailer. So now as it gets closer to her showtime, we're thinking, okay, maybe she was tired. Whatever. She's going to come out and say hello to everybody now. Maybe she's going to come out and say hi to everybody now. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining. Hey, Mr. King. Hey, Natalie. No. What does she do when it's time for her showtime? She literally has her bodyguard drive a SUV up to the front of her trailer to the point where you can't see her. Okay, you couldn't even see what outfit she had on. Had them open the door. She slid in, then had the SUV drive her to the stage, where then she then slithered out up under the stage. Literally didn't even acknowledge anyone. So here's the thing for me. If you want me to go out and buy your Fabletics and support all your stuff, then here's the deal. Then you need to not be so bitchy and not say hi to people who you want to support and buy your stuff. Okay? Like, if you're going to be a celebrity and you want us to buy your tickets to your shows, you want us to buy the tickets for the products that you endorse, you want us to do all this stuff, then you can't be bitchy. You have to come out and say hi to the people who are supporting you. So as far as Demi is concerned, tell people to love her body. Demi, you need to love everybody before you even, while you're loving your body, learn to love your fans. Learn to love people, even when you're not on top. It's easy to love everybody when you're on top, but it's harder to love everybody when you're not on top. When you're not hitting those charts on the billboards, acknowledge that you never know at what point in time you may hit the billboards again. So I'm not a huge fan of Demi. If she wants me to go all fabuletic on her, she needs to meet me and be like, hey, I just wanted to say hi. And then maybe I'll forgive her for just really ignoring everybody that came out there and was excited to support her backstage, as well as the people who bought the ticket front part of the stage. So I'm not a big Demi Lovato person. I just think, you know, when you're a celebrity, you need to appreciate and acknowledge, just like I appreciate and acknowledge all of you for joining me. I love you guys for joining me. I appreciate that you joined me. You don't have to join me, but you do. And I love you for it. And that's how it should be. You should love people who support you. And I'm sorry, but when you're a celebrity, you know, don't give me the attitude because I don't appreciate it. Just want to let you know. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the love and the hearts, guys. Thank you so much. Hey, how you doing? Zulfarak. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to call you Darwish because it's just so much easier pronouncing your last name. I think that's kind of cute, too, Darwish. It's very, like, nickname-ish. I like it. So, guys, so we went ahead and we talked about Demi. But you know what? I just, like I said, Demi, girl, if you want me to be, think you're fab, like you're Fabletics, you need to be fabulous to me. Then we could talk about it. Until then, we ain't fabbing, girl. I'm sorry. We're just not. I'm just not fabbing with you. I'm not feeling that vibe when you're like that. So, of course, guys, like I said, we always have a bunch of stuff we need to talk about, and we've got more stuff to go over. We're done talking about Demi. Sorry, not sorry. I ain't doing crap for you because I'm sorry, but sorry. Your attitude needs to change, girl. If you want me to be all, like, supportive of you, then you need to, like, show me that you're going to be supportive of me, too, by spending my money on your stuff. I just need to feel love all the way around. Not trying to be difficult. I'm just saying that that's how it should be. So did you guys hear about, okay, you know what? We all have bad days when we drink, okay? Sometimes we drink just a little bit too much. And, you know, we do things we normally wouldn't do when we're crazy drinking. So the Redskin, Oh, my Snapchat. Girl, it's Starbucks Daily, and honey, I need to get on there more because I don't Snapchat as much as I should, but Joan, I'm going to start Snapchatting more because honestly, the stuff that goes on in my life, like there's not a moment that's not having some kind of insanity. Even when I order food, there's an issue, but you know what? You're right. Snapchat is Starbucks Daily, and I'm going to definitely start like hitting up that Snapchat way more than I've been doing because I just need to tell you guys what's going on in life. But let me tell you, like I thought about, you know, sometimes when we drink, like I said, you get a little crazy. Next morning you wake up and you have those moments where you're like, oh my God, what did I do? You're hoping you can't, what you're remembering really isn't what happened, but it probably is. But you're trying, you're like, oh my God, hopefully that's not what I did. I did something else. We all have those moments. Trust me, I've had them. I had one morning, I woke up after going to this crazy, it was like the Godfather. There was like all these like mafia people there, but I'll tell you, I'm from New York, so there's always a possibility of there being mafia people at a party. And I was there, I drank crazy champagne, I ate caviar, I did everything. Honey, I woke up the next morning, and for the life of me, I cannot tell you how I got home. Like, I still to this day have no idea how I woke up in my bed. So, like I said, we all have those moments where we drink and we do crazy things. But let's talk about this Redskin heiress. So you have the girl who is she is the daughter of the ex Redskins owner. So you know her daddy's got a lot of money. Her daddy's got bank, like mega bank. Okay, so she goes out for New Year's Eve and decides she's going to drink, but she's not going to drink in a good way. She's going to drink in a bad way. Okay. So this girl goes out, does her drinking, and she has a glass purse. You already know that glass purse probably costs like $1,200 or some ridiculous, stupid amount of money. Okay. So there she is with her glass purse. She takes her purse and decides to whack the crap out of some guy because he was taking too long to get his coat and she was ready to leave. Okay. But bad enough that she not only hit this guy, she on top of, thank you for the love, guys. Thank you for the love. On top of beating the crap out of this guy with her glass purse. Okay. She goes ahead and starts saying all these anti-Semitic things to this guy. First of all, girl, you are in New York City. Everybody lives in New York. Really? You got to do the whole anti-Semitic thing. Come on. Like, please, just stop. Okay. So, of course, she gets arrested and now she's facing up to 7 years in jail. Here's my take on that. You know, if you and I did that, what we would be facing would be insane, would be crazy. Okay. You'd be insane. First of all, you could already see the lawyer bills, the this, the that, everything. It would be insane what you and I'd be facing. I'm going to take bets that this chick ends up with community service. And I'll tell you why. Because her daddy is the ex-owner of the Redskins. Okay? And that means mega bank. And mega bank means no time. I'm sorry, but let's be real. How many celebrities do you really see spending major time in jail for stuff that they do? Okay? Let's be real. You and I, forget it. We'd be wearing our orange suits. We'd be in a new black, orange is the new black. We'd be showcased on that series, okay? We would be showcased on it if that was you and I. But the reality is this woman, because of who her father is, she won't even, you know, she spent the weekend in jail. That's probably the most she will ever see of jail in her life. She'll probably come out with a clothing line from that, okay? So let's be real. She's not going to spend any time in jail. I mean, if you're going to talk about someone spending time in jail, and they call her an heiress. Okay, so first of all, calling her an heiress and a socialite already tells me she's not going to jail. She's not spending any time. I'm sorry, Joan, she's not spending any time in jail. That woman is not going to jail. So I just had to laugh about that when I saw that whole thing with her like making such a big deal about her possibly going to jail. I was like, she's an heiress. She's a socialite. And you know what, girl? You need to get some skills. Because guess what? If you're a socialite and you have a glass purse, and you spent $1,200 on that purse and you broke it, you're an idiot. You're not a socialite. A socialite is someone who's like, knows how, they know they got money, they know they get bank, and they do flaunt it, but they know how to work it. Girl, you just trash. You're not a socialite. You just trash with money. That's my answer to that. If you have to go out New Year's Eve, I mean, let's be real. You could have a chauffeur limousine follow you from one club to the next. There's no excuse for you to get so crazy you had to bash the crap out of some poor guy standing there because you didn't get his coat fast enough. Give me a break, okay? So I saw that story and I was just like, I'm going to follow up on this one because I really want to find out, guys, and everybody alive, me and everybody on Blog Talk Radio, if this chick spends 5 minutes in jail other than the night she got in trouble. Because there's no way these kind of people, that they've got too much money. They're not spending it. You, like I said, you and I, the key, gone. And we would be sitting there right now, like basically with a cup going, can I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, please? Something to eat, anything. Her, no. She'll have some high-priced attorney that costs more than her purse that will get her out of the whole thing. And I'm sure daddy will write a nice fat check to the poor guy who's got a piece of glass stuck in his head from her purse. So, yeah, I was just like, no, 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 no. Okay, so, you know I cannot have this going out without it hitting the Kardashians. We have to have, you know, the Kardashians somehow make it into my celebrity talk time. I can't help it, but they do. So there was a big thing about how Caitlyn Jenner basically said, I don't trust the Kardashians. I don't hang out with them. I only hang out with my actual real daughters, which are the Jenners. I stay away from the whole Kardashian group. But you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, I actually don't blame Caitlyn. Because here's the deal. Like I was saying, I mean, when you see people's comments on the Kardashians, I really don't know who's watching the show. Because honestly, like 80% of the ratings are down. They're terrible. The ratings are absolutely horrible. And they got $100 million from E! To stay on until 2020. So people, we will have to suffer through another like 2 years of the Kardashians. But the thing is, I totally get Caitlyn because – With the Kardashian stuff, I think Caitlyn got like wrapped up in that whole crazy having to keep up and always having a new thing, always have something going on and always having something to have to like put out there and put your whole life out there kind of thing. And I think Caitlyn finally realized, because remember something, Caitlyn's got kids from the first marriage and Caitlyn's got kids from this marriage. So I think what happened is Caitlyn basically said, like, I'm done with the whole media circus of, like, having to put everything out there when we don't need to put everything out there because I need to have a life. And the fact that he just says that he doesn't – or, sorry, she doesn't trust them anymore, I think makes total sense. Because I think there's a lot of things that go on when it comes to the Kardashians that people are almost, like, kind of blacklisted, kind of ostracized kind of thing – when it comes to them. So I think Caitlyn is making the smartest decision of basically staying away from the whole thing. Because I think once the whole thing is over with, they're going to kind of just go off into nothingness. I think that's one of the reasons why you don't see Kylie. Like, can you, I mean, in reality, you would think with Kylie, you would see Kylie every 5 minutes, but I think Kylie is pretty much over the whole thing. And she's just hoping that the more she stays quiet, the more this whole thing is just like gone. And she could just live her life and not be dealing with all of this. Like, we have to try to put stuff out there every 5 minutes. And the fact that Kim wasn't even around when her kid got so sick he had to end up in the hospital kind of tells you that, you know, things aren't that great in the camp if you have to choose between your kid and the paparazzis. Should be choosing your kid. That's just my opinion. So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting how Caitlyn came out and said, hey, I'm totally over the Kardashians. I'm not even talking to them. I'm just focusing on all my kids that I have, and that's it. And I think, honestly, that's the best thing you could do because eventually this is all going to phase out really soon, and it's going to be a whole new group of people coming in, and everybody's going to be like, okay, they're over with. We're done. That's it. It'll be interesting to see how the Kardashians maintain that lifestyle, though, because it takes a lot of bank to run around Hollywood with all the stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if they actually make it through. Bella Hadid. You know, the thing I have with the modeling world right now, which I have an issue with, and we're going to get back into Bella Hadid, is that I used to love that in modeling. Oh, what time is it there? It is, oh Lord, let's see what it is. I think it's, I'm trying to look at the time on here. I don't even, oh, it is 7:52 where I am right now. 7:52. What time is it by you, boo? What time is it? But the thing I always had with the modeling is I loved the fact that with modeling, you would just find a story, like a person who was like really struggling and had to try to make it out there and had to try to make it in the career of modeling. And then all of a sudden we would find out about them. We'd hear their story. They would like become a new celebrity. They would get a new life and everything would happen. And I feel now when it comes to modeling and like someone with Bella Hadid, like, I feel like models now are just basically purchased offspring of either rich people or celebrities. And I have an issue with that because I feel like being the whole idea of being a supermodel is that you worked like really hard to get to that level. Like it took years of dedication and everything. It wasn't like you got a phone call from someone who said, make my daughter a supermodel. And bam, you're like a supermodel, you know? And the other thing with that is a lot of the supermodels, like their faces and how they looked, they had a different look to them. So it was, but it was natural. It was like their look kind of stood out. So people would be like, wow, you know, she has a different look. And her look is like what made her a model, because when we did a photography shoot with her, she looked different. She had a different face, a different look that we hadn't seen before. And that's how the supermodels were basically made. Bella Hadid was actually made. Like basically, they have articles about how she's like, flaunting how I'm doing this magazine shoot. But in reality, Bella Hadid is basically like, her career was purchased for her. That's how I look at it. You know, her face is obviously never the face she had. Her face was purchased. Mr. Nice Guy, what's up? Her face was basically purchased. And her career was purchased. I mean, let's face it, you have a billionaire dad. So the billionaire dad is basically going like, hey, hello, this is Mr. Hadid. I want to have my daughter become a supermodel. Yes, do it now. And I'll put $100 million into your business. Like, that's how I kind of feel it was done. So when I see Bella Hadid, and I know that basically her face was just faked up with fillers and a nose job and all that kind of stuff to make her be, hey, Mr. Nice Guy, to make her into a supermodel, and then her father's money and connections gave her the career, I just don't have any respect for that. Like, I don't have respect of the, and I feel it's unfair to the girls who are like in New York City living, you know, seven girls to a room, going to castings, you know, busting their butt, working hard at this to try to make this a job for themselves. And then all of a sudden you have someone like Bella who's like just became a supermodel because her dad could purchase it for her and her dad could make her a new face. Like, I just don't have respect for that kind of celebrityism. Thank you for the love and that kind of marketing. I'm just like, why are you a celebrity? Like, really, you didn't earn it. You just had it bought for you. So if you wanted me to like flaunting and have respect, I can't really. And I can't really buy products from someone who I know really didn't work hard to get there. Like, you know, if I see her doing a Chanel photo shoot, why would I want to run out and buy Chanel? I'm like, you know, really? You just kind of had your dad buy that for you. You just had your dad purchase that career for you. So I rather go out there and support with my hard-earned money the girls who got to work there, you know, the girls and guys who really worked hard to become a supermodel, not a purchased model. You know, I just think that that's kind of so she's out there trying to like flaunt her love for the camera. And I'm like, you better need to flaunt your love to your dad who basically bought your face and bought your career. You know, that's kind of what I have to say on that. I don't mean to be mean, but hey, being honest on that, because I have to be. I'm a New Yorker. You're going to hear it whether you like it or not. And listen, if you disagree with me, please, you can disagree with me. I have no issues with that. You are allowed to disagree with me. I'm not like a person like, it has to be my way or the highway. That's not how I am. But I'm just telling you that I feel that if you have a parent who just makes a phone call for you and purchases a career for you, especially like for Bella, when you have other people really struggling to get that. And I trust you, I have friends whose daughters are models. It is not an easy career choice. It looks very glamorous. But when you're modeling and you have to go on casting calls and you walk into a room and someone goes, and you could be literally as thin as this, and they're like, oh, you're too fat, or you're too short, or you're too tall, or your eyes are too big, or your nose is too narrow. I mean, this is literally how they look at you, basically, as almost like a piece of merchandise. To have Bella walk into a room and just get a photo shoot. And then the other thing is, I question when Bella Hadid says to me that to buy this product, is it really because she's endorsing the product, or did her dad maybe pay money or put money towards her getting even the endorsement for that product? Like, how far does that purchasing go? You know, how far is she being, is her career being bought? You know, so it's like, it doesn't make me want to run out and buy the product of her when I know that she's basically like a fake supermodel. So I'm just saying, like, she didn't put in the time and the effort to get the career. The career was just thrown to her in front of her because, hey, I want to be a supermodel and daddy can make it happen. So yeah, I kind of don't really have that much respect, really. I even hate to bring up this guy's name, Matt Lauer. So, you know, I told you guys the other day about this, which I do not watch the Today Show at all because I totally boycott the fact that they're still giving shout out to this idiot who's a predator. So apparently Matt Lauer is like sending notes and feedback every time the Today Show goes on. So Matt, I'm going to give you the last bit of my time and just let you know that when someone says you're fired, it means you're fired. It means you don't keep giving advice because no one wants it. So someone needs to let this guy know what you're fired means. Maybe send him a send him a tweet and saying, this is the definition of you're fired. It means you no longer have this job. We no longer give a crap about what you have to say. So shut up. And I think someone needs to send him that tweet so he understands what it means, because apparently he's not understanding what got fired means. He needs to just wake up and realize you're out. Like, you're out. Nobody wants your ass. You're out. DJ Khalid, happy 2018. I love that. That's awesome. So DJ Khalid, I don't know if you guys saw the advertisement. He's now doing another music talent show called, I think, The Four. It looks interesting. But it was kind of they had an article out about how DJ Khalid is so excited that he says he's going to find the next star on The Four. Now, if you guys remember, DJ Khalid was also a judge over the summer for America's Got Talent, on America's Got Talent, he said, I know I'm going to find the next star here on America's Got Talent. So I just wanted a question for DJ Khalid. How many music shows does it take to find a star? Just wondering, you know, just curious, like how many shows do you have to actually go on before you actually take someone who wins the show and kind of does something with them? And there was a lot of talent. By the way, I also know one of the people who was even on the show because my daughter had done some shows with him before in Nashville. But the thing is, it's like these music shows that they do, I mean, we did in the beginning, we used to get a lot of actual acts out of these that would become celebrities, that would become singers, that would hit the charts and all that kind of stuff. Like when we have One Direction, we have X Factor, every kind of stuff. But I kind of feel like now you go on these shows and you have these people on the show, and then you wait for something to happen to them afterwards. Like you wait for them to be like, okay, they won the show. That means they're going to be the next big thing. Like, let's follow them. And then nothing. Like silence. And I'm just wondering, really, you know, since DJ Khalid was on the show already for the summer, and he already said in the summer he was going to have a big, huge celebrity, and I never heard anything come out of that. And now he's going on to this thing, says we're going to have a big celebrity, big singer that's going to come out of this. You know, I'm just waiting to see how this is going to happen. Now, for you guys who don't know how the music business works, how the record business works, I'm going to give you a little quick lesson in it. So, first of all, when you see an act that comes out, okay, that you see, understand that usually that act, you know, you'll start hearing kind of, you start seeing them start to appear on different things and be on different things. Well, that act or that person that is being put out there is actually been in like kind of a grooming phase for up to about 24 months. So here's what a record label does. A record label looks at, let's say you're out there and you're singing and you're starting to get some fan base. The record label will come to you and be like, oh, wow, we really like you. We want to sign you. And, of course, you're like, oh, my God, I got signed by a record label. So I got signed by a record label. This is amazing. This is amazing. Wait. So the record label will then sign you. And then they put you on a shelf with all the other people that they've signed. Then you'll sit there and you'll wait and you'll sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then they will decide which of the acts that they've tied up, okay? Because once you sign to the record label, you're under that label. So the record label will then decide which of those acts they're actually going to do full promotion on and really going to fully produce. Like, for instance, Katy Perry. Katy Perry was signed to a couple different record labels. She'd been released. She got signed to her last record label. She was with them for like 2 years before they actually went ahead and put her out there. And what happens is when the record label puts you out there and spends the money on you, like you see these people out there, they're performing, they're doing this, you're like, oh my God, they've got to be making millions. Stop. They're not. Because the record label will turn to them and say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you like $2 million for you to be able to put yourself out there. That's going to be including touring, promoting, music production, everything. But you owe us the money back. So when you see these acts out there and you think they're the latest, newest, greatest, whatever this type of thing, they're, first of all, they're already in production for about two, so they're hidden where you won't see them, but they're getting, you know, music lessons, getting dancing lessons, they're getting their PR companies working with them, then they're getting themselves their image person is working with them, their stylist. There's a whole bunch of people working in the background for up to 24 months then before the record label will actually put them out there. So when you see them out there by the record label and they're performing and they're doing all this touring, they're working hard to pay the money back to the record label. So you're out there, but they're not necessarily making money. They're working to pay that money back that they owe the record label to. So getting signed by a record label sounds great, but remember, they exercise the option of whether they're going to actually do anything with you, and they may or may not. But while you're signed to them, you're tied to them, which means that you can't do everything that you want to do. Stuff has to go through them. So the interesting thing with DJ Khalid will be to see what actually really happens. Now, the same thing happens when you go on these shows as a performer, like America's Got Talent, The Voice. Now the four, I'm sure, is going to have the same type of thing. You literally sign a contract that's like this big. I should do my head like this big. And that contract will tell you everything, and it covers every possible thing you can think of. Like any angle you think you can think of, their attorneys have already thought of it. And a lot of times you'll think, wow, this person won the show. Why don't we hear anything about them? Well, because usually in those contracts, they're tied up for an X amount of period of time where they cannot do anything and they're limited. So anyway, getting back to the whole thing with DJ Khalid, it'll be interesting to see if DJ Khalid actually does anything with these one of these four people. I mean, I'm going to be optimistic because it's the first show of the four, but let's see what happens, because on America's Got Talent, a lot of the people who were on there were optimistic, and I haven't heard anything really happen with the people from America's Got Talent that he judged previously over the summer. So DJ Khalid will watch. If you guys are going to watch the four, I'll probably watch this the last one. Hey, seven. It looks like a seven. That's an interesting sign. I'll probably watch this the last one to see who wins, but I'm going to be more curious to see what happens to the winner afterwards, to see if they actually end up becoming anything. I mean, think about all the people you know that other than like One Direction and a couple of the people, and the ones in UK seem to do a lot better than the ones here, to be honest with you. But think about the ones that have won in America. How many of them really are still charting? How many of them do you really hear on the radio? How many of them do you hear them do them anything? Really? Not really. So that's the thing about it. Let's see what DJ Khalid really has coming out of this. I think for more of these shows, it's more about the judges. And don't be surprised if on the four, because you have Meghan Trainor, you have DJ Khalid, you have P. Diddy on there. I don't know who the other judges are, but I know those ones. Don't be surprised if you see them coming out with new music. Don't be surprised if they come out with new clothing line, new products. Because really, for a lot of these shows, it's more about promoting the judges than it is about promoting the people that are on the show. And I kind of feel sorry for the people that are on the show, because it just really ends up being a lot of that kind of stuff. That they'll be the ones, the judges will be the one releasing music, releasing information, doing PR, getting press, and you'll see the press on the judges and you won't see any press on any of the people that are on there, which is kind of sad, because those people are going on there with their hopes and their dreams that they're going to become the next big whatever thing. So DJ Khalid, we'll see what happens when you have the winner from the four. Let's see if anything happens with them, if their career goes anywhere, if they do anything, because so far going on a lot of these shows and it really hasn't done anything for the people that are on there. And like I said, to me, I think it's more about the judges than it is about these people going on and performing on these talent shows and these music shows. But, you know, I'll give it a moment. I'll give it a moment and see. So, guys, this one I thought was funny. There's a headline today that says the LAPD is messing up on all the Weinstein cases. If you guys don't know about the whole Weinstein thing, this is the guy that basically kind of started the whole volcano thing of all the like predators in Hollywood kind of thing. And now supposedly all the cases are getting bundled by the LAPD, aka the Hollywood police. I can't even say I'm surprised at this one, guys, because let's face it, Hollywood and the police department are tied together. I mean, let's put it that way. I'm sure there's a lot of things that don't get reported that probably should get reported that don't, because it's Hollywood, it's connections, it's this thing, it's that thing. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Hearing that the LAPD is screwing up on this case is not even a surprise. It really isn't. It's not even a surprise to me. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody else. I doubt Harvey is ever going to get prosecuted, because remember something, he even said himself that when he had a new celebrity that he was interested in, a new woman he was interested in, he actually had a team of people that he went sent out to get all the dirt they could on that person. So can you imagine how much dirt Harvey must have on the LAPD people, on the police officers? I can only imagine the LAPD department. And like I said, this kind of goes hand in hand because it is Hollywood. It's big studios. It's things. I'm sure that Harvey is not going to face one single charge from any of this whole fiasco. So hearing that the LAPD department has screwed this up, I'm not actually surprised by that at all. I don't expect anything to really come out of that. I know all these celebrities now are like, the new thing is they're putting money towards this fund for women or anyone that may feel that they've been sexually harassed or had to deal with it. I think that's great. But the issue I have is we know that in Hollywood, there's obviously, I mean, they've outed a lot of these Hollywood predators. Okay. They've outed a lot of them. But most of the ones, 99% of the ones that they've outed have been doing this for like years and years and years. And I find it hard to believe, knowing the reputation of the Hollywood casting couch, that they're not current ones out there. Hey, Abu, what's going on? I seriously doubt that there's not current predators out there that they're not releasing to us. Like, I think Hollywood knows that there's a lot more current ones that are doing it right, like right at this moment, someone is doing it. But I think because there's money involved, there's studios involved, there's projects involved, we, the public, and those people are being sheltered and are being protected. Because the casting couch, it's like when they said the players may change, but the game is the same. Let's understand the same thing. The casting couch may go into another room, but it's still the casting couch. So we know that there's got to be more going on than just these guys have been doing it for 20 years. There's people doing it right now. And honestly, if Hollywood really wants to get respect, out everybody. Out all the people that are doing it. Not just the ones that did it 50 years ago. Hey, Akeem, out the people that are doing it now. Like, we want to know the people in Hollywood today that are hitting, that doing a casting couch. Not the ones who did it 20 years ago. That's great, but let's be real. You know, I call it carousel number 3. Hey, Akeem, when you go to LA and you come off at the airport and you go to the, your luggage pickup, if you ever are in LA, just look around at who's picking up the luggage. There are people coming every day there who want to become famous. And you can't tell me that that casting couch isn't still creaking, because it is. So you can't tell me that there's still not predators in Hollywood. Yes, they are. So if you want us to respect you, out the ones you got today, not the ones that were ancient history. We need to do everything. I am doing awesome today. I'm freezing, though. Oh, my God. It is too cold. Bring spring. I need some spring weather. I can't take this cold. It's miserable. I told you I'm sitting here with gloves. Who sits with gloves? I got to sit with gloves today. It's nuts. It's nuts. So, hopefully that will change. Okay, so if you're in L.A., Paul Logan is like a legend. I mean, he's a legend already, but he's even more of a legend in L.A. with all the crazy stuff Paul Logan does. But you got to give Paul Logan credit. I'll tell you why. Paul Logan, first of all, for some of you guys who don't know, Paul Logan right now is backing a major boy band right now that is rising up on the charts. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but I will. But he's backing them. So he's got bank going into that. Then he's also doing a hey, boo. He's also doing, hey, LM. Oh, my God, you have so many digits. And he's also Okay, so he's back in a boy band, and he's also at the same time. It snowed in South Carolina. That's just outrageous, guys. It's snowing like everywhere, I swear. It's just, I'm over. For people who don't know, I'm here in Atlanta. We're not used to having this kind of weather. We're used to it being a lot warmer. So the thing with Paul Logan, like I said, he's got a lot going on, but Paul is always managing to keep his name in the headlines. He's getting ready to do a horror movie. But apparently this clothing line called Maverick is saying you're messing up our clothing line using Maverick as well. But Paul Logan named it after his parrot. This Maverick company already existed. But the reality is, who cares what it is? He's getting the PR. He's getting the press. More and more people are paying attention to him. And he's, even no matter how obnoxious he acts, people are loving it and people are giving him the time. So Paul Logan is not going anywhere, and he's playing this whole PR thing to his best advantage. Totally, totally playing it to his advantage. So now we're going to talk about Quavo, you know, the Migos. So they're very excited that we're having the game here this weekend. I just want to tell everybody. Everybody on my Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being there. Much love for you being here. We will be on again tomorrow. Thank you so much for supporting us. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Love you guys. Bye. So here's the thing with Migos. Yes, I love the Migos. The Migos are awesome. But I'll tell you why. The Migos, okay, love UGA. So if you guys don't know who the history of the Migos have been up in the UGA area for a very, very long time. Let's just say that if you wanted to party, the Migos would help you party. So they're a big supporter of the UGA group because, frankly, the UGA students help the Migos get the money they needed to become the Migos. So I just thought that was really interesting that he's like such a UGA fan. I'm like, yeah, because the UGA students made you who you are, which is why you're such an incredibly huge fan of theirs. So yeah, if you're looking at them this weekend, I think the Migos are going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's going to be having the college game this weekend, which is crazy. I heard Donald Trump's coming into town. Everybody's like, don't go downtown. It's going to be a crazy house. And guess what? I ain't going downtown. I'm not going to be dealing with all that craziness. I have no patience for that. I am not even going downtown. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting with that. Thank you, Eduardo, for joining. We're doing some celebrity talk here right now. We are talking about what is going on right now. And what kind of stuff is going on in the celebrity world. We've talked about a lot today, guys. We have really, really talked a lot. So, guys, they've announced some more headliners for Coachella. The Migos are family. Yes, they are. But they have a lot of fun in that family. Just fair warning. Yeah. But they're cool. They're very cool. And I love the fact that they are supporting the team because, like I said before, the students are the ones that help to support them. So they help them get them where they are by a lot of support, a lot of money going in that Migos house used to up there. So anyway, Coachella, they have now announced some more headliners. They are having Beyonce. They're going to have The Weeknd, and they're going to have Eminem. So they're having a lot of big names that are actually coming into Coachella. So I wanted to tell you guys that you guys are going to do Coachella. Make sure you do everything super, super early. Like it's even late doing it now. But you want to go ahead and get yourself in whatever needs to be done for a place to stay and all that kind of stuff. Highly recommend that if you're going to stay on the campgrounds, you really go with people you can trust. And have a way to secure all your items and things. If you're a girl, be careful. A lot of crazy stuff goes down in Coachella. So, yeah, it should be really interesting, a lot of fun. They're having some really big headliners. I don't know what the tickets are going for now, but I knew they were, I think, a couple hundred. They were like $1,000, I think, last year or something like that. So probably something similar. Cardi B is going to be there. Tyler, the Creator, is going to be there. Portugal the Man's going to be there. Miguel's going to be there. So they have a lot of big acts that are coming into the thing. Look up the schedule to see which weekend, because usually there's Coachella is like 2 weekends. So look up and see if you're going to be going to Coachella, which weekend you're going to go to. I'm sure that with those kind of acts, they're going to spread it out. And usually with Coachella, thank you for the likes, Hakeem. Usually with Coachella, one weekend is more popular than the other one. Usually the first weekend is the weekend that I think the more of the celebrities go is to the first one. If you're going to go, try to get yourself to some of the parties. Honestly, a majority of the celebrities don't go into the actual grounds until the evening. Most of them are at the house parties. So if you're going to go there, do a house party. Go ahead and chance so you can go ahead and go on and do a house party. So definitely do that. Bye, Boo. Bye, Boo. Bye, Keen. So if you're going to do that, yeah, go ahead and make sure you do everything early for Coachella. It's a little bit crazy. And just basically see if you guys can actually get yourself in there. Anyway, guys, it was awesome talking to you guys tonight. We're going to do some more celebrity talk tomorrow. Always new stuff going on. Always crazy stuff going on. Hope it'll be a little warmer. And I'm going to spend the day with you guys a little bit more tomorrow doing stuff during the day. So make sure to follow. Make sure to become a fan so that this way I can go ahead and let you guys know when I am doing a broadcast. Much love to everybody who sent me love tonight. You guys are amazing. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. I hope things are going really, really good in your life. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Much love. Bye.